بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد It is sunnah to perform salah before departing on a journey. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala who narrates that a person came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and informed him that he was departing on a business journey to Bahrain. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed him to perform two rakats of salah before departing. Mut'im ibn Miqdam radiyallahu ta'ala who narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person cannot leave a better substitute for his family than the two rakats of salah that he performs before departing. It is narrated that whenever Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala who left his home for a journey, he would always proceed to the masjid and perform two rakats of salah. Note, it is sunnah to perform two or four rakats of salah before departing for a journey. This action contains many benefits and blessings. It is unfortunate that many people, including the learned, are guilty of abandoning the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the ability to revive it and every other sunnah as well. Imam Nawawi rahimahumullah has written that a person should recite Surah Kafirun in the first rakah, that is after Surah Fatiha, and Surah Ikhlas in the second rakah. Other views that he should recite Surah Falaq in the first rakah and Surah Nas in the second rakah respectively. After making salam, one should read Ayatul Kursi. A narration mentions that the person who reads Ayatul Kursi before departing will be saved from every unpleasant thing until his return. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك